America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I want to talk about the big trade yesterday in D.C., and that was Marshawn Lattimore to the Commanders. Adam Peters does not talk very often, certainly not in season. A very rare opportunity for him to meet with the media today. He addressed how the trade came about, gave an opening statement on pulling off a massive swap, draft picks going out, and a four-time Pro Bowl corner coming in.
Really excited about getting Marshawn. He came in this morning, got a chance to meet him. He's what we thought he was as a person, as a competitor. And just want to thank really all the people that went into this, and it's a lot. You know, it's not just me sitting there making calls on the deadline day. It's really... It's months, and our pro scouting staff making calls and canvassing the league and watching players throughout that whole time. Our R&D department doing a lot of work on a lot of different players, and most of this doesn't even, you know, see the light of day for anybody outside of our building. And they do a ton of work and did a lot of write-ups on a lot of different guys. And then we had a lot of people calling around the league, and we have I think we had Martin Mayhew, Chris White, Lance Newmark, Scott Fitterer, David Blackburn, all just canvassing the league for weeks and weeks and just seeing what we could get and if there's anything out there. And a lot of it just goes and nothing happens. But this year we were able to make something happen that we're all really happy about. And when you get to a certain point, you involve the coaches and they do a great job giving you an opinion of how a player fits into your scheme. And really there's a lot of people to thank. Certainly Mickey Loomis was really, really professional and really all that he did in terms of his communication and being straightforward. So I thank him a lot for the way he dealt with this. And really the biggest thing is we're really, really excited to get one of the best corners in the entire league and a guy who fits how we play. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's a dog competitor. He's what you want in a corner. And what's really cool is we were able to know a lot more about him with and you guys probably read a cool story about this, but we have four players from the Ohio State 2014 recruiting class now. And so we're trying to corner the market there. Those guys are pretty good. I don't know how they lost any games, but so there's some guys in this locker room that knew him already. And so that's going to make this transition even easier. And we're pumped to have him.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
That was Adam Peters' opening statement today. A couple things that stood out to me, the thank yous. You know, he is always very lengthy at times. You know, we've taken some of his press conferences live during our show. I mean, it's not good radio, if I could say that, with all due respect to our guy, handsome Adam Peters, because he just lists off a bunch of people and he thanks everyone. But it is so classy, and it is really, really respectable. You know, I know personally people currently in front offices in various sports who feel like they don't always get the credit that they deserve. Like, everybody just talks about the GM or, you know, the president, whoever's at the top, whatever that is, and you don't always hear about the guy that was working the phones or the R&D department or whatever. And Peters does not, didn't after the draft, didn't after free agency, and didn't this time. He doesn't just say, I did this, this is why I like him, this is what I see. That is not his style. This is a we thing. He thanks his people. He singles out the scouting staff. He talked about R&D, which is just code for analytics people. Mm-hmm. Talked about the weeks of work on the phones. Your boy Martin Mayhew, a former GM. Scott Fitterer, a former GM, helping him work the phones. Mentioned Lance Newmark, name-checked him. I love that he does that.
Yeah, me too. It's very Gibbsian. Like, you know, like Joe Gibbs, as classy as an individual could be, always talking up the opponent, and it's my fault when they lose, and we when we win, and everything under the sun, and talked about all his great assistants, and everybody would get that shine. That's real leadership, right? This old community, this old culture was in anything that was possible. It was sprinting, going, me, I did that. I'm the one responsible for it. Like, remember, like people were talking about the masterminding of certain signings or weird type moments like that. Who gives a damn? Who cares? I want to enjoy the football on Sunday, right? But this is what you do when you want people to believe in the operation, to feel empowered, to feel like what they're doing matters, is you give them their, you know, give them their flowers. You also give them their, you know, their opportunity to have their voice heard, right, where it matters.
Let's go to him talking about how they zeroed in on Lattimore, because remember, when they initially canvassed the league, they're putting together a list of a plethora of players at a couple positions of need. But ultimately, they sided on Lattimore being the guy they really wanted, and that they were willing to push picks in and on. They don't like trading draft picks. I mean, it's not like in their mind they gave up nothing to go get him, a 3, a 4, and a 6 for Lattimore and a 5 coming back. This is how they decided he was their guy.
You know, first you look at the play style and to see, does he fit our play style and the type of mindset we want on the field. And then you really, with your contacts throughout the league, you can get a lot of information on players, and certainly in your own locker room too. So all those things lined up for Marshawn, and he was available, which, you know, that's the last piece of it, I guess. You know, you can watch him all you want and love him all you want, but if he's not available, he's not available. And you know, we didn't know that he would be available for that whole time, but if you wait till you know when he's available, then it's usually too late. And so they did all that legwork, our staff did, just in case he was, and he happened to be, and that's when we were able to make that decision quickly.
So I love this idea of, hey, we'll check in with people around the league to see what they think. These guys all have contacts, even mm-hmm. the folks that haven't been well-traveled. Like Lance Newmark has been in Detroit since the 90s, essentially, even though he's a fairly young guy in the grand scheme of things, a future GM in his own right, probably. Hotshot candidate if things go well here. But in Newmark's case, you don't think he's got relationships from just his time out on the road scouting, from being at events? Of course he does.
Of course, yeah.
That's not even working with people. Sosna's been in multiple organizations. Peters has been in New England and Denver and San Francisco and well-traveled. So between them, or having the former GMs that have been in the league forever, Mayhew played, Fitterer ran the Panthers a couple years ago. I mean, they really do have a staff that is both young, ascending, star hotshot kids, and then some of these old dudes, these old dogs you're teaching new tricks who have been around a long, long time. That's part of the reason why I love the staff they put together.
Yeah, where you go, I got that guy's number. I'll do it. I'll give him a call, you know. It's nice to desire a player, but not having the wherewithal or knowledge if he's available or not, you still do your homework and then figure it out. Like, you could call the Cleveland Browns, for example, and be like, hey, let me knock on Denzel Ward. And they're like, you're out of your mind. Get out of here, stupid. Okay, well, that would have been nice. You would have given something up for him, but they weren't interested, right? So it's this perfect marriage that has to happen. It requires a ton of work and effort for everything to line up. One, you have to desire the player. The other team has the desire to move the player. And there's only a handful of teams that are in a sell mode at this point. And it was a team, ironically, that started off scoring 46 points a game. And now they've lost seven straight, right. And he's at odds with them, you know?
In 20 minutes, we'll talk to Manti Te'o, the former Notre Dame superstar, played in a national championship game. Te'o played with Marshawn Lattimore in the NFL in New Orleans. Want to get his insight on the player and the trade and what he's seen from Washington. He's an NFL analyst now, so we'll go around the league with him coming up at the top of the hour. I thought this might have been the most important question that needed to be asked today, and it was early in the press conference with Peters. The balance between hoarding your picks and prioritizing next year in the future as they are quote-unquote recalibrating and finding north, although it feels like they are calibrated and they found north at this point at 7-2. And striking while the iron's hot because they are really good and they have a chance to win right now. This is what Peter said on that.
You're always trying to strike that balance, and I think, I mean, I'll give you a long answer, but really we were able to pick up some draft picks earlier this year, and we had a surplus. We had 9 picks, and so that made us feel a little more comfortable doing this. And then also you're looking at the landscape of this next year's draft, this next year's free agency class, and knowing that with some of our corners that are going to be coming up as free agents, that we're going to need to either re-sign one of those guys or dip into free agency or the draft. So you weigh all that, and then you see, okay, is this player better or easier to get than maybe a free agent or a draft pick? And so knowing all that, and then knowing that we had a couple extra picks, and we still feel really good. We still have 7 picks, and I think if you look at the charts, our picks are actually, what we have now is more in terms of points than what we had, you know, back in August. So we still feel really good about that. We have what's currently a really high third round pick. We'll see how that ends, the season ends, but and that was one pick that we certainly didn't want to give up for this, and so long answer, but that's kind of how we looked at it.
Makes sense.
100% right. I mean, everyone starts with the same allotment, cap space, draft picks. How do you manipulate it? How do you use it? Where are you a position of strength? And in a few years, they might have no cap space but extra picks. You have to be judicious and use it that way. It might be vice versa at certain points. You use the assets you can, and your deployment of them decides how good a GM you are. You know what I mean? Like, if you think of it in terms of actual cost, yes, it's going to take some salary cap space, but if you were to combine, say, a first round pick and then $30 million of cap space over the next couple of years, that's a huge premium of resources where you need an excellent return from the player. This is, you know, kind of in the middle of that, where a pretty decent premium is paid for the player, and then in terms of salary, so you've got a luxury of both, and that's how they thought of it. I think it's so smart.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.